producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. And I'm not even going to spend a whole lot of time chatting because Eileen called at the end of last hour, and she wants to talk about with me about her daughter, with whom they don't have a very good relationship right now. So, Eileen, how New Year's Eve kind of thing. We've got Groundhog Day coming up, which if you're a groundhog, is probably the most terrifying day of the year. So lots of things to talk about, not to mention what's going on in your life, which is perhaps even more interesting than any of those put together. Heather, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Yes. Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, kiddo.
Okay. This is Heather, the cheerful and stupid fan in Seattle.
Yay. Well,
yay.
Hopefully.
I'm the one, and I have carried your banner, and I'll tell you, it has changed my life and my relationship with my family, and I just really have you to thank.
Well, good for you. Thank you. That's great. Good to hear.
Yeah. So I'm on the eve. Of course, it's Seattle, so we're kind of exhilarated about the upcoming game, and then I have a birthday on Groundhog's Day, and
wow,
kind of, yeah. So I have all these big events. I took a trip with my boyfriend of almost 6 years, and I'm 53, and he's 51, and the trip was kind of like a tipping point as far as, you know, moving forward, you know, or what to do.
Which way did it tip?
Well, I think my advice to couples, if anybody is doubtful, is to take a trip together.
Yep.
Because if you're stuck in a car, and it actually was not a real vacation trip. It was mostly a business trip, but it was kind of stressful. And I think it's a good way to really ultimately figure out if this is a person that you can go through.
Be with, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, go through the trenches. Well, I think it's not only good for romantic relationships. I think it's one of the marks of a friendship, too. Can you travel together? Because there are people that you adore that you simply cannot travel with. And there are people that you don't necessarily adore, but you can travel with. So I agree with you. And when we're talking about traveling life's highways, oh, I love it when we talk like that. I agree. It may be almost as important as, you know, trial of living together, of just taking a road trip together. It doesn't even have to be a road trip. It could just be a foreign country, anything, where you're just sort of left to deal with one another for long periods of time. So you just still didn't tell me which way did it tip?
Well,
or is that what the call's about?
Yeah, that's what the call's about.
Okay. Well, see,
so
see, Heather,
I'm counting on you for some more awesome advice.
All right. Well, but you have to admit, Heather, you have to be really impressed. I had no idea what we're going to talk about, and I already hit. I hit basically all of them. I hit the Super Bowl. I hit Groundhog Day, which is your birthday. Seattle, or the Super Bowl, which is your city. Groundhog Day, which is your birthday, and Valentine's Day, which is your Armageddon. So
exactly.
You got to admit I'm on your wavelength, and that's without even knowing anything about this call before I started. All righty. So go ahead and tell me what. So it sounds like the trip wasn't completely successful.
Well, it was really stressful because it was actually a trip to retrieve a dog of mine that was stolen and recovered in Arizona. So, I mean, we had to deal with law enforcement. We had a whole bunch of stressful things we had to go through. We did get my dog back, which is the good news. But it was very kind of, you know, eye-opening and everything. But my thing is, I am a very, I don't know, I'm not type A, but I have my act together. I have a company. I'm well-educated. I don't have any addictions or hang-ups. I'm slender, attractive. For my age, I think I'm doing pretty well. And so I my children are all, you know, in college age and that sort of thing. And so they, I think they kind of really want the best for me now that they see that, you know, I'm alone. And, but my boyfriend is, I mean, he loves me more than any man has ever in my whole life. And he is truly a best friend. There isn't anything that he wouldn't do for me. You know, we kind of, differ on some of our values. I wasn't brought up, you know, in a drinking family. His dad's an alcoholic. He's had a few issues with it, which is a contention I have. I think that intellectually he could have gone to college and done really well. I don't feel that we're that different intellectually. It's just that, I'm thinking, you know, I want to live the rest of my life with somebody, and, you know, I'm just stuck. And so he's been pushing to marry me, and not pushy. He's not controlling. He's not, you know, he truly is secure in himself. He's not worried about me or anything like that. As far as, I mean, I don't think he's got any mental health issues other than I have been concerned about his drinking, which he'll binge drink about once or twice a year, which really scares me. And that's been kind of like the hang up that I have. But it seems like I'm always trying to find something wrong with him as an excuse.
Yep. Okay.
Not to marry him. And I feel like it's really not fair to him because he dearly loves me, and it pains me to be apart from him. We after we got back on the trip, he emotionally shut down for me. So, and that shocked me because I feel like, you know, as a couple, you need to have an emotional connection with each other. And, you know, like a lot of men do, you know, they shut down. For the most part, he's always been emotionally available to me, but he completely shut down. And it just freaked me out.
Do we know why?
I think he may be doing that intentionally to try to bring me to my senses as far as moving forward in the relationship. And so, I mean, I
think that's unlikely, to be quite honest. I just don't think that's how men think. He may have anticipated some of your concerns and is shutting down because he's being prepared for rejection. I think the likelihood of using that as a bargaining chip isn't likely. It just doesn't fit. But go back and tell me what went wrong on the trip, because it sounds like something didn't work for either of you on this trip. And I get that it was stressful. I get that he was that it was mostly focused on what your concerns were. I get that it had to do. Is he okay with animals?
Well,
is he okay with dogs?
One of the things that happened is I'm a real logical person, so I tend not to allow my emotions to affect me being a logical person. And we were dealing with the sheriff and recovering this dog of mine. And there was one point where I said, no, we have to do this. I don't trust the sheriff to recover. We found where the dog was, and I wanted to go just get the dog. And he was like, no, no, no. You have to let them do their job. And so, I mean, I basically lost it with him. And I was so steaming mad. I was, like, ready to just, at that point, get my own rental car and go. You know, I had just completely lost it with him. Well, it turns out he was absolutely right.
Sure.
He kind of, he can kind of see things that I can't, and so that was a good thing because I could see how good he is for me, because he's done that with me before, where he's kind of tethered me. When, you know, I mean, I can see a lot of things where we're good for each other, and I've helped him in a lot of ways. But I basically scared the heck out of him because
yep.
I was ready to leave right then, and just, I didn't care. And that really scared him because
yep.
I was just like, I'm done with you.
That's what it sounds to me like. That it wasn't. He's not shutting down as a technique. He's shutting down because he figures you're about to dump him, or that he's out of this. So let me put you on hold and let's walk through it a bit more together and figure out what we do now. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
back. It is indeed the Dr. Joy Brown Show. We're talking with Heather. Lauren, I'll get to you in just a moment. Heather has been dating a dude for 6 years, and I recently went on a road trip with him to pick up a stolen dog, and she sort of felt like it tipped. It sounds like, Heather, it didn't tip you so much, or it may have tipped you in one direction, but tipped your dude in another, and that it tipped you. You sort of had a meltdown, and it turns out he was right and you were wrong, which made you sort of perhaps respect him a bit more, but the meltdown scared the living daylights out of him. So let's put that in, you know, in category A for a moment. But then let's look back at the last 6 years. Because whenever someone says, you know, I've been dating somebody for more than a year, year and a half, and they're grown up, so we're not talking about getting through college or finding a job or, you know, none of the usual things that make some sense for prolonging whatever it is, an engagement or relationship. Why? It sounds to me that there were some major misgivings on your part well before this trip. Is it only the binge drinking, or is it something else?
Well, I met him when he was coming out of a marriage, and there were some complications with that, and it was, you know, it was just...
Okay.
This guy worth it, because his exes, actually, they held on to him for dear life, and actually, none of the women in his... He's a great catch. He's a great guy, but he had some really awful exes, which we had to get through, restraining orders, you know, court, I meant the whole deal. So it took us a while before the last one, you know, finally let go. And then here we are, just the two of us. And then I knew that the drinking was kind of an issue that could be a serious issue, but it's not like it's daily. It's like, it's really odd, because it would be like once a year or twice a year, he would just get drunk. And I'm like, what do? Save it up? And, you know, and then he would shut down and then decide, I don't know. I don't understand it.
All right. Let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah.
When was the last ex kind of disposed of? How long ago?
Oh, goodness. 2000 and his divorce was filed in 2011, I guess.
Well, but what about, you said that there were restraining orders and complications.
His daughter's mom is, she's an obsessive person. She actually, I looked her
Heather,
up.
Heather, I don't need to know the details. I just need to know the dates. When did she stop being an issue between the two of you?
Probably been about 2 years.
Okay. Because, look, you've got a train wreck here, sweetie. You've got dating somebody before they're divorced, which, as you know, and you can see the reason. It's not only that he was still embroiled, and it sounds like he had one, not two, but, you know, we respond differently to somebody that we feel is just beyond our reach, that we are more accommodating, or we get defensive. I mean, there are just all sorts of ways that we deal with the fact that somebody cannot commit to us completely. And my guess is if you'd met him a year ago, this relationship would look different. I don't know how much his drinking plays a part, because even though he only does it twice a year, for the 6 months before and the 6 months after, you're anticipating it. Or
exactly.
Sort of, yeah, so it is an issue, and it doesn't make any difference how often, as long as both of you know it's going to happen sooner or later, because the anticipation becomes part of your relationship. The fact that he was really not able to commit completely to you and views you as much saner than his two crazies, and then you do a meltdown, which makes him think, oh my gosh, she's the same kind of person that they were. So the two of you have some serious issues here, and to a certain extent, it would be really easy to look at the road trip as the tipping point, and I think you were tipping well before that. Here's what I think you need to do at this moment, because clearly the two of you have something that works very well, and a number of issues that don't. So, you could dump him, or he could dump you, which sounds like it wouldn't work terribly well, because there's still a fair amount of connection. You could go ahead on this and get married to him, which I certainly would not recommend, because you've got a bunch of issues that are not resolved. your temper, his
drinking? I don't get mad. That was just like, it surprised me because I felt, I think it was appropriate for him to kind of tether me because I had...
Heather, we're not talking about your response to him. We're talking about his response to you. Because all of a sudden, you look like one of his exes.
Well, I don't know about that because we...
Look at his response. Look at his shutdown.
It was just a very brief 10-minute period where...
Heather. Look, I'm not judging you. I'm saying look at his response. You're telling me for 6 years he's been open and responsive and he shut down. And you're viewing it as a strategy to get you close. And I'm saying it doesn't fit the data, that you scared the living daylights out of him. And it doesn't make any difference if it was 30 seconds or 30 minutes or 30 weeks. It had the effect. So here's what I suggest for the two of you. The two of you need to find a therapist. And you need to sit down and you need to look very clearly at the drinking, at the temper, at the exes, at the educational difference, and see whether or not this makes any sense. Because sooner or later, you got to fish or cut bait. You don't want this to go another 6 years. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to him. So the two of you need to look at some issues that you've never really looked at because he was so embroiled with his exes when you met him that became the focus. And it's, again, one of the reasons why the one-year-rule, and in this particular case it should have been probably more than the one-year-rule, is so important because it will distort the basis of a relationship. And it's very hard to undo the fundamentals. And the fundamentals are what happens in the first 6 months to a year of a relationship. And yours always got off to a rocky start. I think you're right that the road trip just emphasized, it didn't create, but it emphasizes some differences that really need to be looked at carefully. And I think the two of you, because obviously there's a connection there. Obviously the two of you care about each other. Obviously there's some good yin and yang going on there. But you've got to decide either to move forward, and that may mean, is he an AA? Can he explain why he does the binge drinkings? And as you point out, is it that you're saving it up? That can't be an ongoing part of your relationship because it will make you distrust him.
I don't trust him. And
I know
said,
you don't.
He said the last time was the worst that... And that made him decide that he was going to quit. But I said, well, what are you doing to show me that you're not going to turn to that in the future? Because if I commit to him, that's going to always be in the back of my mind.
What was his answer to your question?
If I start talking to him about where this comes from, he immediately skirts the issue or says, oh, my dad had nothing to do with it.
All right, Heather, you can't be his therapist.
Yeah.
The two of you need to go find a therapist, and you need to focus on his drinking, your temper, his exes, and where the two of you go from here. The difference in education. The two of you need to make some decisions, and the therapist can help both of you without you having to be the therapist or him shutting down. All right? But you now know what the issues are.
Yeah.
Lauren, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget.
Too busy scheduling appointments.
Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Lauren, I am sure your question has nothing to do with the Super Bowl, but I just think it's very cool that my first call was from Seattle and you're from Massachusetts. So there you go.
That equal is quite time. Ironic.
Yeah, how cool is that?
My question doesn't have to do with the Super Bowl, although, of course, I'm very excited, like everybody else, for this Sunday. So, excuse me. Thank you so much for taking my call. My call actually has to do with a work-related issue.
Okay.
So I guess if I had to kind of wrap it into a question, it might be two parts. One is, am I overreacting to something, and is this an opportunity just to kind of let things go and be a team player, or is this the time to continue to do a little more advocacy for my position? And, so I think those are kind of the questions.
Okay.
So a little bit of background information. I currently work at a residential treatment facility for children that have both cognitive delays and mental health diagnoses.
Okay.
And I am a children's therapist for this agency. So my role is to carry a caseload of about 8 students. The students do go to school and live at this particular place, and many of them will live for years. Many of them are placed here because they have experienced significant abuse and neglect, and this is kind of where they have ended up throughout the process. So I do therapy 2 times a week individually with the students on my caseload. I also work with families and the collateral contacts and the case management and all of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So here's where it comes to my question. Recently, we've gone through some administrative changes, and as part of these changes, they're also breaking ground on a new dorm that's really great for the kids to move into, but offices need to move. And so I've been told that my office needs to move, which is not a problem. I've made it very clear I'm happy to move and assist with these big construction things that are happening.
Sure.
My concern is the location that is being suggested for my new office is in a very busy, loud area. In fact, right now, all of the therapists are in one building, so we can keep kind of calm, quiet, low anxiety space. And I'm the only therapist that is being suggested to move into the schoolhouse, which during school hours, like 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., is quite busy and chaotic with the students. But also because of the types of students that we work with, there's significant issues with impulse control, emotion regulation, and so many of them have physically aggressive behaviors and require physical restraint if they are showing unsafe behaviors. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is the space that is being proposed that I move to is in between 3 quiet rooms, which are where these children go when they're having significant behavioral issues. So it's a very loud, disruptive space. And my concerns are my ability to create a warm, comforting, safe environment for kids to do therapy when right outside the door there could be students screaming, yelling, and having physically aggressive behaviors towards staff.
Okay, let me stop and just ask you a couple questions, and then
sure.
We can go on from that. First of all, do you have any idea why they're asking you in particular to be in this particular space as opposed to anybody else? Are you the newest one on the staff or the...
Yeah. That was made clear that it's nothing personal. I'm the least senior,
okay.
And so that's why I specifically was asked.
Okay. All right. Well, that answers that question. Second of all, when the space that you're in now with the other therapists, isn't it the case occasionally that some of the kids are disruptive? So that, I mean, that if you've got a bunch of therapists in the situation, what you hope for is a sort of serene environment. But given your patient load, presumably that's not always the case, that there are kids who are doing some serious acting out in that context as well. Yes.
Yes, I would say much less frequently in our space. Like, we might have a behavioral issue once or twice a month in our space, where in the schoolhouse they are experiencing behavioral issues 10 to 20 times a day.
Okay. Part of it would seem to me on soundproofing issues, to be quite honest, that if that part of it may be the placement, that if you could be, for example, at the end of a hall, or, you know, the end of an L or something, so that, and especially where you've got things that are construction, it may make some sense, first of all, to make sure that the soundproofing is unusually good in that particular context, and second of all, that you've only got neighbors, say, on one side, or as opposed to being surrounded by it, of either being on the floor or the basement or the top floor or something, so there's nobody either under you or over you, and nobody on either side of you, or only on one side of you. So in answer to your question, I think that it's kind of a little bit of both. And let me answer this, and then it sounds like there may be some other issues that you want to bring to my attention as well. That I think saying, look, that's not fair, it's not going to work, it's not going to, I mean, obviously, they're doing it, it sounds to me, for two reasons. One is space considerations, but the second, it occurs to me, is that they really want a therapist on site in the school situation. And while that may not be the plum position, it may even be a state law, and that may be something to inquire. So if it's not you, it's going to be somebody else. And to a certain extent, the fact that you're the newbie is sort of interesting but not necessarily relevant, in that in a lot of context, what you want is somebody on site, not only for the kids but also for faculty. So instead of having to make a trek to someplace else, that a teacher on their break or something can come and ask you about a kid. So my guess is that it has to do more not only with spatial considerations but also to having somebody on site, which may mean that your caseload's going to change a little bit in your job description, but that may not be a bad thing. So I guess what I would do with this particular context in this particular situation is go to them and say, you know, I understand that this is something that you need to do, that it's not personal, but it's really spatial or whatever. And you may want to ask whether or not it's a requirement, although to a certain extent you don't care, because if it affects you, you don't really care why it affects you. It just does. Of sort of saying, look, two things. First of all, is there any way we can make this a relatively isolated space so that there's a minimum amount of disruption, either at the end of a hall or can we make sure that it's more than adequately soundproof so that the situation is for therapy is not disruptive? I guess the second thing that occurs to me, there's always three. I always come up with two, and then as I'm doing it, there's a third. The second is to say, can I have some time, you know, that I'm willing to be, for example, on the school property for this amount of time? Is there a possibility that we can have some swing time or something so I can, for example, schedule time with clients in a quieter space in the other building? So, in other words, that you would be there part of the time and someplace else part of the time. And the third is to say, look, I'm absolutely willing to try this and see if there's not a way to make it work because of either the spatial considerations or the legal considerations or whatever, with the understanding that, you know, that I know that you and I have the same goal, which is to provide the best possible service for the kids. And so let's try this and see what happens. But you probably have some you're going to have, first of all, more negotiating power probably by saying, look, you know, I understand that this isn't personal, but let's see if we can't make it. Because whether it's me, at some point I'm not going to be the newbie. There'll be somebody, you know, somebody will leave and I'll be the second, so it's not going to be my issue anymore. But for whomever is there, it's going to be an issue. So let's make sure that we've created the best possible environment, even if it's in a noisy situation. All right. So those are the three things that I would do at this moment. So it's a combination of being a team player, of being understanding, maybe getting a little more information if that's relevant, but also making some very important suggestions. Because, I mean, presumably they are as interested in providing good service as you are, and you may be able to be very helpful just by the simple expediency of saying, instead of putting my office in the middle of three others, put it down at the far end.
Right, and you've hit the nail right on the head. In fact, I've already done that. I spoke directly to the children program director, who's the one making these decisions, came up with three other suggestions for alternative office locations in the same building. One was at the end of a hallway. One was upstairs, so still kind of in the same space, but at least it was a floor up, so a little bit out of the space. And he said no to both of those suggestions.
Why?
He said he did not believe that those spaces would be any less quiet. And that was really it. The third suggestion, my direct supervisor.
Let me put you on hold, and let's hear the third suggestion. All right, put you on hold. Don't worry, we have lots of time. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. We're talking with Lauren, who deals as a therapist with kids. The organization that she's working for is building some new dorms, and so they're talking about relocating the staff. And her concern is that the relocation is not the place that they're asking her to be is not particularly conducive to a calm environment to deal with some of her charges. And she's brought two of the concerns to her direct is the person that you've talked to your direct supervisor, or that's somebody else?
Both. I first
brought the concerns to my direct supervisor, and then her and I both met with the program director who was over my direct supervisor.
Okay. Well, so she was clearly taking you seriously. And that's a good thing. All right. So, what was you bringing up the third issue? What happened with the third issue?
Well, the third suggestion for another office location was my direct supervisor actually volunteering to switch offices. So she, my direct supervisor, would go to the school building, and I would take her old office. And that suggestion was also turned down.
Why?
So clear reasoning was not given. We were just told no, and basically the program director said this is non-negotiable. I have a vision for the organization, which I see therapists spread throughout the campus and not in one central location.
Yeah, so well, that was kind of what I was surmising, yeah.
Okay. So that seems like where his head is that he would like to see us kind of spread out as opposed to one central location, and is using these current office moves as a place to start that.
Yeah. Right. Let me give you a response and then anything else that you want to add or ask. About 2 years ago, the people I was working for, maybe a little less than that, maybe a year and a half ago, came to me and said, look, we're a startup company and we're paying a lot of rent for the studio. We need you to work out of the house, out of your house. And I said, no. You know, I don't want to do it. I need the technical support of a studio. I'm a psychologist. I need to be around people. It's just part of what I do and what I am. And they said we really need you to try this and try it and we'll see. And I was 100% wrong. I mean, it was one of the best things ever. It gave me almost 2 hours of my life back. That the technical stuff for broadcasting, to be quite honest, is not very complicated. I am technologically capable. I was actually trained as an engineer. It means I can do the program. I shouldn't tell you guys this, but sometimes in my workout gear, it really changed my life in an incredibly positive way. And I never anticipated it. I fought them and I thought I had perfectly good reasons. I didn't think I was being unreasonable at all. I wasn't just having a hissy fit. I wasn't sort of being my little diva self. I just said, this doesn't make any sense to me. And what they said was try it. And they were completely right, and I was completely wrong. And so I guess what I would say to you at this particular juncture is that you've had your concerns registered. Your supervisor took you seriously enough to take your part and go, and even had a suggestion as well, that your overboss has a different version and different vision than you guys share, and either he's right or he's wrong. But you'll know, and you're not. And I think there's just no way, because I'm not a stupid person. I'm not a difficult person particularly to get along with. And I had a particular vision and version of how I thought this was going to work, and I was wrong. But the only way I would have known I was wrong was to try it. And so my basic theory of life is, if somebody can give me a reason why I should try it, I will try almost anything. If you just say, trust me, I'm a lot more reluctant, a lot less willing. But, no matter how smart we are, and no matter how much we think we know, we can be wrong, and somebody else can be right. And I think the only way to really sort that out is to do exactly what you've done, is to marshal your reasons, get people to understand them, express them in an articulate manner, make sure that you're not viewed as a complete lunatic who has to have her own way or it's the highway, and then try it. Because you're going to know in a very short period of time after this has started, maybe you won't know in the first 5 minutes, but you're going to know in the first couple of months that either the boss was completely correct and the idea of having all the therapists in one place is not particularly conducive to anything, because it means that teachers have to pick and choose, or that they can avail themselves of different therapists and different opinions if they're not all next door to one another. I mean, there are all sorts of sort of subtle things that can go on. The kids don't feel that they're being as pointed out, that they're, well, okay, you have to go see Mrs. McDonald today. So, I mean, either he's right, He's partially right or he's wrong. But there's no way of knowing at this moment, and you've done exactly what you should do, which is to share your insights and your perspective and then see what happens.
Okay. So that's what I'll do. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, and I would sort of go to both your boss and supervisor, and you can do it in an email that says, look, thank you to your direct supervisor, because she was very willing to back you. Uh-huh. And that takes some courage. And also to the supervisor saying, thank you for being willing to talk with me. While I don't share your perspective, I'm absolutely willing to go in this with an open heart and giving it my best shot, with the understanding that I will either come and either I'll buy you dinner and tell you that I was completely wrong, or that we can revisit this topic at some point if some of my concerns seem to be validated.
That sounds like a great plan. And the other piece that the program director did add is that he would be more than happy to make purchases to, help make the space better for therapy. So,
great.
You mentioned earlier some soundproofing things and
yep.
Since work in a place that needs probably soundproofing. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, let me talk. I actually know a little bit about soundproofing for a whole lot of reasons. First of all, there is stuff that you can actually shoot into the walls and it can be done very inexpensively during construction. It's a little more expensive to do after construction, but it's still cheaper than anything else. So you can, and it really works hugely in terms of baffling noise. You can also make sure that most of the surfaces are soft. Hard surfaces tend to reflect noise. Soft surfaces tend, for example, putting a carpet on the floor, putting soundproof tiles, even putting carpet on the walls sometimes, or tapestry on the walls, bless you. Making sure that most of the furniture in the room is relative, like, for example, wood rather than metal. You're going to figure out, having a soft couch and pillows and things, just things that essentially baffle sound. You can also put a white noise generator in there, which you may or may not want for therapy. But basically, what you're looking for with kids, obviously you want it something that is relatively childproof and you can clean up easily. But basically, you're talking about a soft, welcoming, comforting environment, and that's the kind of environment that tends to baffle sound a bit. So. Give it a try. Let me know what happens. But it sounds like you've done a great job in presenting your case. I would just go back and thank everybody for listening. See where you get. And if we need to revisit this, call me back. And good luck both Seattle and the Patriots. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.